Welcome to day 6 of the Digital Advent Wreath. Today we're continuing to reflect on hope in this Advent season. Before we begin today's meditation, take a moment to find a place where you are comfortable and free from distractions. Holy Spirit, we ask that you guide our hearts, our minds, and our imaginations as we meditate on today's scripture passage. As I read through this passage for the first time, pay close attention to any words, phrases, or images that stand out to you. When I'm done reading the passage, there will be a few moments of silence to allow you to reflect on what the Spirit may be saying to you or inviting you into today. Today's passage is from Psalm 16, verses 5 through 11. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is my right hand, and I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Come, Holy Spirit. On our second journey through the text, allow the text to connect with you personally. Which words or phrases resonate with your heart, your season of life, or a particular situation you are facing? After I finish reading this passage, pray through the following questions. What do I need to know, be, or do in light of this passage? What does this mean for my life today? For the Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you. After hearing this passage for a third time, simply talk to God about what this passage is stirring up in your heart and mind in this moment. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Come, Holy Spirit. As we hear this passage one last time today, try to hear it with fresh ears. After I've read it, sit in God's presence before fleeing from this moment. You might express wonder, awe, gratitude, or praise through words, or you might simply sit in silence and allow yourself to experience God's presence. The Lord is my chosen portion, and my cup you hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the scriptures. Holy Spirit, thank you for guiding us in this time. Help us to carry the hope of Jesus with us today. Amen.